I rushed out the manor house to observe how the serfs were doing with the chores I gave them for the fifth time within an hour. Another deep breath, another suffocating wave. Everything had to be perfect for that night. If my husband Cecile came back to anything less than perfection, if the Fidon family arrived to a supper anything less than impeccable, what kind of lady would I be? Come on, Elodie, I told myself. A lady should never let herself sweat. It was undoing of a woman to do so. Do not fret. Everything will go perfectly. Despite my own cheeriness and flawlessly bubbly attitude, I was doing just as I had told myself not to. I was fretting. My eyebrows furrowed and I let out a frustrated sigh. It would be perfect. It had to be.